You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The 2026 SONA, that's the State of the Nation Address for the Republic of South Africa, was delivered by the President Cyril Ramaphosa recently, and it was generally well received. With me now is Alistair Herbertson, Managing Director, Emerging Market Alternative Credit at 91 in Cape Town. Let me read something to you first, Alistair, before we go into the points that you want to cover. The 2026 SONA was a strong statement on the turning point in South Africa, it says here, for an improved future in many areas, highlighting, and a quote from the president now, "We are leaving behind an era of decline and turning towards an era of prosperity and growth. Our economy," he goes on to say, "is growing again, and this growth is gathering pace." Very, very optimistic opening. Did you find that, Alistair?
I did think that the recent SONA, the SONA presented in February, was much more positive and actually captured a lot more results that were achieved through the course of the year. So instead of being aspirational in terms of what needs to be done or what's going to be done, it really did capture what has been achieved, what have we seen coming from the work we've done in the last couple of years.
Yes, and that all goes back to, I think, Vulindlela, the initiative that is now going into phase two. And one of the things that's been so important, and I've recently conducted an interview with one of your colleagues on this matter, is infrastructure. Infrastructure seemed to be front and center of the SONA.
I think it's been a long-running theme within the SONA speeches that infrastructure is critical for giving the economy the opportunity to grow, because it's only through a growing economy that we can hope to create the jobs. And it's only through creating jobs that we can hope to address poverty in the country. So this is certainly one of the key aspects of the SONA series.
Did the president talk about participation from the private sector, which is, of course, so important and it has been lacking in the past?
He did bring that up. There has been a lot of discussion around how the private sector can contribute, facilitate, support the government in its efforts to build infrastructure. But of course, this is a massive undertaking. There is a huge amount of infrastructure required, and it ranges from what is typically publicly provided infrastructure right through to what we see as economic infrastructure being used by, you know, our businesses. So there is always a role, and certainly we think that there's a strong opportunity to invest in infrastructure across that whole spectrum.
One of the things that has been, again, that phrase front and center over the years has been energy stability. And when you think of energy stability, you think of load shedding. I haven't heard the phrase load shedding for a long time. I have heard about problems on the railways and in ports, and I'm increasingly hearing, and this is something that I'm saying now, water is the new electricity, because water shortages are now a fact of life in many parts of South Africa.
I think water is a very important aspect or consideration that we have to be worried about, because it has been neglected for many years. It's been neglected for longer than the electricity sector was neglected. And unfortunately, it actually takes longer to resolve the water sector when we apply our minds to it. So it's going to be a long-running concern and constraint on the economy. So I do think it's important that it's been highlighted as a new prerogative or a new aspect to consider.
Yes, and apart from that, there's the digital element of the SONA speech, digital expansion and spatial planning. They were all highlighted in the SONA. Which of the sectors within the infrastructure umbrella are the most important to you, would you say?
I'm going to give you a very broad answer to that, is that they are all critically important. So if we look at the factors of production, you know, it's the energy, the water's required, the technology, the understanding, the knowledge that people have, the actual people in labor, that every component is important, and it doesn't work if it goes out of balance. So what's truly important is making sure that we never neglect one of the sectors such that it becomes a bottleneck and prevents the rest of the economy from growing. So I think that it's almost more important to make sure that we balance the investment across the board.
And speaking of investment, it's not just the government, of course, and this is where 91 comes in, the SA Infrastructure Fund. When you sat down after the speech and went through it, were you encouraged that this vision from the president might actually aid your fund, and at the same time your fund could aid his vision?
So the fund has been a number of years in the making. It's been operational now since last year. And what we have found is that there are definitely strong opportunities to invest into infrastructure. I think we're seeing the government now focusing on what's important for the government to do, which is creating a stable governance framework, mitigating the crime that we see in the country, and giving the law and justice an opportunity to just let the private sector grow and expand at a rate that will contribute to the economy. So, yes, I'm very excited with the new SONA.
Okay, sell it to me. I'm a private investor, or I'm an institutional investor. What makes the South African infrastructure space at the moment potentially so exciting?
So we've always seen that infrastructure has had a pretty stable return profile, whether that's in the debt or the equity space. And that's because of the nature of infrastructure. It's long lasting. So for all of our clients who are looking for a stable return over many years, who might not want the volatility of sort of a high growth sector, this definitely gives a more stable, longer term investment opportunity. And it's in line with what is the government's prerogative. The government has decided that this is where they will be in focusing the growth in the country. So we think it's an opportune moment to become an investor in infrastructure in South Africa.
Alistair, very good. Thank you very much for your time and your optimism. Alistair Herbertson is Managing Director, Emerging Market Alternative Credit at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.